There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. This will be your Tuesday, May 9th edition. And Monday. What a Monday it was. Yankees woke up late. Kevin Gausman sighting. I told you something weird was going to happen. Just a matter of time. And, of course, you know, the A's, when I play the A's, they just don't show up. Tonight's another great, great spot for them. And I'll play them again. I will keep playing them. You guys don't have to if you don't want to. I don't blame you. But when they go off, it's worth it. I was talking to someone that was DMing me yesterday that you roll the dice, and eventually it pays off. So that is gambling on tournaments in GPP. They're definitely not cash game plays. That's for darn sure. But today we have a 14-game main slate. There's a doubleheader in Colorado as it got snowed out, rained out, hailed out, whatever you want to call it yesterday. There's potentially bad weather there again today, but there's a doubleheader. The second game is on the main slate. There's also Texas is in San Diego for a day game, so that is not on the main slate. Thus, we have the 14-game main slate. Let's take a quick look at the weather for you. And in the evening, wind, nothing. So far, so good. There it is. New York at Cincinnati, you got 40 to 50% chances of storms. Looks like it dwindles as the evening goes on. Definitely something to keep an eye on there because that is a great hitting opportunity there. Two bad pitchers, very bad pitchers. We got a lot of domes in play, so see if the roofs are open, though, so there's some wind blowing out in some of those. That could make things interesting there. And other than that, that's all I'm seeing for rain unless I'm missing something. I heard Colorado has some struggles in the evening. The site I use for weather only shows their day game right now. The day game even has 15 to 20% chances of thunderstorms. I heard the evening gets pretty nasty again, so keep an eye on that. But for the most part, it looks like Cincy, New York might be our worst one. But like I said, always subject to change. Let's get into the pitching on tonight's slate. Pretty interesting slate. There's not too many punts. I'm not going below $7,600, but some decent middle-tier options, and the high-priced ones aren't bad. And it kicks you off with Mad Max Scherzer, 11-8 at Baltimore. Baltimore bats heating up, but Mad Max is Mad Max. Besides his speed bump against the Mets, where you get those home runs to Darnold, he's been outstanding. 7 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 11 Ks his last time out for 36.8 points. Against Arizona, a phenomenal offense that can that hits right-handed pitching great. Like I said, prior to that Mets outburst, it was 30 or more points pretty much every start. So you're getting the goods when it comes to Mad Max. He pitches really well against Baltimore. Only speed bump usually is Adam Jones in the past. When it comes to Mad Max, he's striking out guys at 31.3% of the time the last two seasons. The Orioles are striking out 21.4% of the time. The league average, WOBA, and ISO. When it comes to barrels, Mad Max is number 4 in barrel FIP, a FIP of 263, which is outstanding. He gets barreled up 3.16% of the time, but he limits the damage, leading to his FIP of 2.63. In 2017, he's striking guys out at 32.28% of the time. One of the best swinging strike rates in all of baseball. Baltimore, like I said, they got the bats. They've been heating up of late, but still, it's Mad Max, and you're getting them at a discount tonight, which is kind of odd. That's the part that kind of makes you scratch your head. 11,008 is a little low for Mad Max, but my only thing I can think of is A, it's on the road, B, it's Baltimore, C, it's a DH is in the place now instead of just a pitcher spot in the nine hole. So just some things to put into play is my only guess, but Mad Max 11-8, pretty good spot, but Baltimore, they're easily a team that can blow up at any moment. Next up, a guy I like tonight is Carlos Carrasco at 10-6 at Toronto. Toronto's offense is putrid. Carrasco brings a 2.18 ERA, 0.82 whip into action, 3 earned runs or less in his last 4 starts. If you want to put it all, it's all 6 starts this year, 3 earned runs or less. If you take out that 3 earned run start against Seattle, it's 2 or less in every start. He's been lights out. 22 or more points in 4 of the 6. You could say 20 or more in 5 of the 6. Strikeout machine, 5-7-8, 5-7-7. So he's getting the job done, going up against a Toronto offense that's putrid. Putrid, putrid, putrid. 286 WOBA against right-handed pitching. They're striking out 22% of the time, and Carrasco striking out guys over 25% of the time, dating back to 2016. So Carrasco is definitely feeling it. Much better than I thought he was going to be this year. Walks are down to a little less than about 5.5% on the season. So against that putrid offense, I like Carrasco a ton. At 10-6, you can save $1,200 on Max. I like them both. And there's some cheap bats tonight that if you want to roll the dice, which is what you do in GPPs, you can put a Max and Carrasco lineup together. It's very doable. Justin Verlander, I'm just going to mention this, 10,000 versus Arizona. We know Verlander striking guys out at over 27% of the time. The D-backs are one of the best in baseball against right-handed pitching, but I just mentioned Mad Max shut them down. And the D-backs strike out over 24% of the time, which is outstanding. If this was in Detroit, I'd be all over it. The fact that it's in Coors Light is scary. You know how that ball flies out of there. If Verlander misses, that ball's going to go a long, long ways. He's been great. His ownership will be very low. He's going to be $10,000. People will either pay up for the other two or they'll go down because he'll be in Arizona. That'll scare people off. So I want to throw that out there. It's a scary environment. The Arizona team totals 4.31. So they're expecting offense out there in the desert. Very scary. But I think it's an interesting GPP angle because ownership will be extremely low. Next up, we're going to go Robbie Ray in that same matchup at 9,200 versus the Detroit Tigers. Robbie Ray is a strikeout machine. He's shown it doesn't matter if he's home or away. He just gets the job done. If you take out his bad start against the Dodgers where he got 5 runs, he's given up 3 or less in every start this season. And he's striking out 8 or more in 5 of the 6 starts this season. And the only one he had less than that was the bad start against LA. So he's been lights out, 6 or more innings in every start. Outside of that LA start, we're talking 22-plus points in every start. He'll scare you a little bit with control once in a while. He likes to paint the corners. Like I said before, when I watched him live, I was right behind home plate. He likes to paint, but he has good movement and better velocity than most things. So he's a great strikeout arm. It is a little scary. People see Detroit and they get worried, but Detroit's got a below 3 WOBA as a team against left-handed pitching, which is below league average. It's around league average technically, I guess, but I'd say below league average, especially on a night like tonight. But you're in Chase Field, Coors Light, which is scary. Robbie Ray striking out guys at a clip of almost 29%, while the Tigers strike out 23.6% of the time against left-handed pitching. Very intriguing spot. Very intriguing. Both these pitchers are in very sneaky GPP spots, Verlander and Ray. Ray being 800 cheaper. I'd probably go Ray over Verlander just because I like the matchup versus Detroit better than the matchup versus Arizona. But both are scary. Detroit's team totals 4.19. Like I said, Arizona's 4.31, so they're expecting runs in this ball game. Very, very intriguing matchup. I like Robbie Ray tonight. I will use him quite a bit, I think, in my GPPs, so keep him in mind. Yvonne Nova, $8,200 at the Los Angeles Dodgers. Dodgers went off on Monday night as expected. Nova, this guy has been outstanding. He did give up some runs his last time out, 4 earned at Cincinnati. But prior to that, he's filthy. Complete game shutout against Miami. 1 run and 7 against the Yanks. Shut down St. Louis. Cincinnati's the only one's gotten to him. They got to him twice. Outside of Cincinnati, he's actually pitched really, really well. You know, the strikeouts aren't going to be there in bunches, even though his last 3 starts, 5, 7, and 7, which is outstanding for Nova. He doesn't walk anybody, which is always great. But like I said, he's striking out, Dodgers striking out almost 21% of the time against right-handed pitching. The opposing, they hit right-handed pitching to the tune of 333. Very, very good, but that has dropped. I'll be honest, that has dropped. It used to be much, much higher. If you look at the barrels leaderboard, Yvonne Nova is number 25, so he barely makes the top 25. He's getting barreled up 4.4% of the time, which, you know, it's not great, but it's not bad. But his FIP is only 3.43, and a lot of that has to do with his 1.26% walk rate, and he's striking guys out at 17% of the time, which keeps going up. Like I said, the last 3 games, pitched very well. So a lot of people see the Dodgers versus right-handed pitching, and they are one of the best in baseball in the last couple of years combined, no doubt about it. You saw how well they did yesterday. You got Bellinger and Jock Peterson's back, and they got talent. Not saying go all in on Nova, but he's a sneaky play. He'll be extremely low-owned in this matchup. Nova, $8,200. Drew Pomeranz, $8,100. He's that guy I always talk about. He's all or nothing. He's either going to walk the world and scare the crap out of you, or he's going to strike out a ton. And he's walked only 2 in his last 4 starts, 2 in each of his last 4 starts. And he struck out 7 or more in 3 of those 4. Big strikeout arm. Big upside in this one. He's going up against the Milwaukee Brewers, who strike out 26.2% of the time against left-handed pitching. Pomeranz striking out guys at almost 27% of the time. The Brew Crew do hit left-handed pitching to an impressive wOBA of almost 360. That's outstanding. That's a great team wOBA. But it's typical what we talk about with the Brewers. It's all or nothing. They're either going to strike out or they're going to hit for power. There's really no intermediate with the Brewers. So Pomeranz is in a great spot tonight, in my opinion. You know what you're getting with him. You're either going to get the blow-up or you're going to get a really quality start. $8,100, middle of the pack. You can mix some middle pack arms up, get some big bats. You can match him up with one of the higher-priced arms, whatever you want to do. I think he's a decent option on tonight's slate. One that I really like, it's a guy we've been going to quite a bit lately, and you know there's going to be some hiccups as he's still developing as a younger arm, or a less experienced arm, I should say. But we're going Matt Andrees of the Tampa Bay Rays, $7,900 at home against the Kansas City Royals. Coming off 7 shutout innings against the Marlins. Prior to that, pitched really well at Toronto, against Houston, and at Detroit. 31 DraftKings points his last start. It's all or nothing, and a lot of it has to do with just that one big blow-up inning. Can he avoid it? And it's been an issue with him at times. But it's a good roll of the dice against the Kansas City team. Don't let last night fool you. They hit the ball well, but Snell was all over the place. The bullpen arms are some, honestly, guys I've never even heard of in Tampa Bay. Pruitt, never heard of that kid. He must be new. I'm not even trying to be rude. I've never heard some of these guys. And with Snell, it all blew up when Kiermaier couldn't fill the ground ball in center. It goes past him, and all of a sudden, somehow, Kane has an inside-the-park home run. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen, especially from a gold glover like Kiermaier. It was just bizarre. So Andrees at $7,900, striking out guys at over 20% of the time. Royals striking out at 20% of the time. Like I said, their wOBA is only 284. Very bad. That's very favorable in Andrees' favor against right-handed pitching. So Andrees in a very good spot tonight. Jarrell Cotton, $7,800. I know he's scary at times. I'll be completely honest with this. He makes you sweat. But a lot of that's control, you know, 4 walks, a few starts back, 3 walks this last time. His Ks are all over the place, but he struck out 9 twins his last time out. Prior to that, 4, 2, 3. Don't know what you're going to get with Jarrell. He got beat up in Houston, which happens to some, but he pitched well in Minnesota, like I said, 27.9 points. Pitched well in Seattle, got beat up against Texas. It's just, you don't know what you're going to get, but then he pitched great at Kansas City, beat up against the Angels. Well, he's getting another shot at the Angels, let's put it that way. And the Angels are troutless right now. They're talking about putting Trout on the DL, which bodes well. If you look at the barrel chart, Cotton is 22nd in the top 25. He's getting barreled up only 1.36% of the time. So he's getting a lot of soft contact. FIP a 3.38. So he's still giving up some runs, but his hard contact barrel percentage is very, very low, extremely low. Striking out guys over 19% of the time, that keeps coming up. But like I said, his walk rate's 10.2% of the time this year, and that's, you know, you're not going to be that successful all the time with that. You got to watch out for that. Angels are up to 21.3% of the time striking out against right-handed pitching, and their wOBA is a league average, 292. That's almost below league average. You're on that teetering line. So you're attacking a team that's depleted in the Angels. Soft contact pitcher in a very pitcher-friendly park in Oco. It's dicey because Cotton's like Jekyll and Hyde right now, but $7,800. Angels have one of the lower implied team totals on the board at 385. Could be an intriguing GPP play, as you saw last night. Graveman got it done. Graveman gave a two-run homer to Valbuena early in the game. That was it. So Angels are a struggling offense that you might want to attack right now. Charlie Morton, $7,600 at the Atlanta Braves. Braves team total 367, one of the lowest on the board. Our boy Chucky has been feeling it. He's going to be at home, which, you know, actually might be better than pitching in SunTrust. Coming off of 6 innings, 1 earned, 8 Ks versus Texas. Prior to that, 12 Ks in Oakland. He's been feeling it. ERA's dropped below 4. Looking real good. Liking what Chucky's doing. On the barrel FIP leaderboard, he's 18th overall, which is outstanding. Getting barreled up 3.36% of the time on the season, striking out over 26% of the batters he is facing. All things lining up to great things from Chucky. We know it's, with him, it's all about control. He has that blow-up inning, and he just hasn't had it his last two starts, which has been great. The Braves are striking out almost 20% of the time. They hit right-handed pitching very well, but I'm going to take that with a grain of salt. They face a ton of right-handed pitching, but a good chunk of those games came at SunTrust, and we saw how that treats left-handed bats. So they're leaving SunTrust. I know the ball still moves well in Houston, but Charlie Morton at that price tag has extreme upside at $7,600. Very good low-priced option tonight. So there's my pitchers: Mad Max 11.8, Carrasco 10.6, Verlander 10, Ray 92. Remember, those two are really dicey, interesting GPP looks. Go Ray over Verlander, in my opinion. Nova 82, Pomeranz 81, and Dree 79, Cotton 78, Morton 76. That 82 to 76 range there, I mentioned 5 arms. I'd have no problem mixing and matching from that 5. You know, they're not all going to hit, but I think at least 3 or 4, I could see them all hitting, but at least 3 or 4 of them should. They're in really good spots, and you can mix and match those in a couple lineups. You have a ton of money for bats, or you can mix one of those with the higher priced arms and still put really quality lineups together because there's some cheaper options to target tonight. Let's get into the bats. At the catcher's position, scroll to the top. Yeah, Gary Sanchez, he's dropped right back in. He hasn't hit for the power just yet. You know it's coming, but his average is already hitting. He's facing Adelman. We're going to attack Adelman. Everybody in the Yankees lineup is viable. They're just raking. And Adelman he's pitched okay, but not in that ballpark, not against this offense. Sanchez, $4,800. I don't like paying up for catchers often, but if you want to be different, he's definitely in play. Wilson Contreras against the lefty Freeland and Coors at $4,400. Buster Posey went yard on Monday. He's really heating up, folks. First base catcher eligible. He's $3,900. You know, you don't get the power upside as often from Posey. That's why at the catcher's position, period. That's why we usually go down in price for catchers and pay up elsewhere. But Posey's one of those guys. He gets on. He drives and runs. He's $3,900. I'm not saying pay for him, but he's hitting really well going up against Zachary Wheeler. Gattis, $3,900 versus Cotton. Matt Wieters, $3,800 versus Ubaldo Jimenez. The Nats were a massive letdown last night. Lefties hit really, really well off Jimenez, so maybe they'll wake up tonight. They're another great stacking opportunity. There's Monty Grandal, 3,400 against Ivan Nova. JT Realmuto, 3,500 against Waino. Waino's just been a mess this year. He's off and on. I'm not going to do too much with that Miami lineup, but just throwing him out there. Realmuto hits righties better than lefties. Brian McCann, 3,400 against Cologne. That's a really good spot tonight. Lefties are hitting Cologne phenomenally. McCann's swinging a really good stick. I like that for 3,400. Steven Vogt, 3,200 against Meyer of LA. This Alex Meyer kid, big kid, talented kid, lots of velocity, hard thrower, but he's just gets beat to crap. He's got no location. When he's missing, he starts just feeding it to you, and he's been getting beat up a lot this year. A lot of loud outs, loud contact, loud home runs. Vogt, $3,200. Sandy Leon of Boston, he double-donged on Sunday. They're facing Willie Peralta in Milwaukee. Boston definitely in play tonight in that ballpark. $3,200 for Leon. Cameron Rupp catching for Philly against the lefty Miranda. Miranda likes to give up the long ball. He's been off and on this year, but he gives up the long ball quite a bit. Rupp catching for Philly, $3,200 against Miranda. You got Tyler Flowers against Morton at $3,000 if you want to go that route. Jason Castro from the Twins against Mike Pelfrey. Pelfrey, you know, is just a disaster. Castro, $2,900. If no Leon, if you have Vasquez, he's $2,900 for Boston. James McCann against a lefty. If you're not using Robbie Ray, James McCann is a nice cheap catcher at $2,900. We love him against lefties. Very much in play at $2,900. If you listen to that StatCast podcast, his numbers are down this year, but all the projections and the contact he's making and all that stuff, he's due for some positive regression are coming up here. So McCann, $2,900. You got Mesoraco. Cervelli at $2,800 against the lefty Urias. Don't mind him at all. Jet Bandy, $2,700. You got Pena also for the Brew Crew. Whichever one's starting in that matchup is in play. And that should pretty much get us through. The catchers in New York, depending on who they play, Plawecki or Rivera, are cheap options if you want to punt going up against Samardzija. I've been using them lately as punts. They're hot and cold. Not the best punts in the world all the time, but they're super cheap. So Rivera's like $2,200. First base, Anthony Rizzo against Freeland, $56. Ryan Zimmerman's Baldo, $49. Hanram, first base outfield eligible against Peralta at $48. That's a good look tonight. Joey Votto, $47 against CeCe. Goldschmidt, $47 against Verlander. Should be low owned against Verlander, I think. Freddie Freeman, $4,600 against Chucky. Miggy Cabrera, $46 against Ray. Jose Abreu, this might be one of the better spots tonight. $4,500 against Hector Santiago. Santiago on the barrel FIP, bottom 25. He has the ninth worst FIP in baseball, barrel-wise at 5.63, getting barreled up at 7.48% of the time. But when he gets barreled up, it leads to offense. Like I said, that whip, 5.63. Looking into Jay Bruce, $4,400, first base outfield eligible against Samardzija. Mark Reynolds against Lackey at 43. Chris Davis against Scherzer at 42 if you want to get dicey. Bolzinger is throwing for Toronto, making a spot start. That's what I have, at least everywhere I've looked. DraftKings didn't have him in the pitchers' rankings, but they have him everywhere else, and everywhere else I looked online has him. So Bolzinger is starting. He's garbage. He was in the Dodgers organization. They let him go. Toronto is bringing him up for a spot start tonight. And the Indians are cheaper than normal, so keep that in mind. Carlos Santana, $4,000 against Bolzinger is a phenomenal play. Matt Holliday, first base outfield eligible, 41 versus Adelman. He went deep on Monday. Matt Carpenter, $4,000 against Straley. He's on fire. If Adam Lind's DHing again, $3,700 could be sneaky against Ubaldo. Kenny Vargas, $3,600 against Pelfrey is an interesting look. I will be honest about that. Tommy Joseph, $3,600 against Miranda, against the lefty Miranda, is definitely in play. Mitch Moreland, $3,500 against Willie Peralta. Brandon Belt, lefties are hitting Wheeler very well this year. Belt, first base, outfield eligible at $3,500 is a look. Cody Bellinger, first base, outfield eligible at $3,500. I'll keep going to that well at that price tag. It's just too damn cheap for that talent level. Kendrys Morales, 3,400 against Carrasco. I don't think I'll avoid that tonight, but he's very good. Tampa Bay Bats are definitely in play again tonight. I know they – the part last night is you can't – the number – the total runs score don't show it. They let off an inning with a triple, didn't score. Base was loaded, no outs, one inning, didn't score. They just couldn't execute when they had the chances. Lomo, he's 3,300 against Chris Young. Chris Young's spot starting for the Royals, disastrous. He's a home run fly ball pitcher against that offense. Lefties crush Chris Young. Lots of lefties in that Tampa Bay lineup are definitely in play. That's one of the lineups, one of the couple that you could target and get Max and Carrasco together. Lomo, 3,300. Luis Valbueno, he went deep on Monday. He's going as Cotton. He's 3,300, first base, third base eligible. Plays really well in Oakland, really well. Taylor Motter now has first base eligibility. He's first base and shortstop eligible. He's 3,300. That'll come in handy when they face those lefties. Justin Bour, 3,200 against Waino. I'd stay away, but he's there if you need him. Justin Smoke, 3K. If you need him. Yonder Alonso, 2,900 against Meyer. It's another good, cheap option there. Like I said, Meyer, lots of loud contact. So keep him in mind. Let's head over to the second base position after my mouse decides to work. There we go. Daniel Murphy, 5K against Ubaldo. You got Altuve, 4,900 versus Cologne. Both good looks there. Zobrist, 4,800 against Freeland. Baez against the lefty Freeland, 4,700. Brian Dozier's day-to-day, if he's in the lineup, he's 4,600 against Pelfrey. Not a bad option. Ian Kinsler's day-to-day, he's 4,400 against Robbie Ray. You know, Kinsler can hit lefties well. Robinson Cano, Eichhoff gets beat up by lefties in that small ballpark. Seattle could be in play tonight. Cano, 4,300 against Eichhoff. Pedroia's really swinging a good bat, folks. He's 4,200 against Peralta. D. Gordon, 4,100 against Waino. You got Starling Castro, 3,800 against Adelman. He had Monday off. Should be back tonight, I'd imagine. Jose Ramirez, second base, third base eligible for Cleveland's only 3,700 bucks against Bolzinger. That could be a steal right there. Jed Jericho, 3,600 against Straley. Second base, third base eligible. Saladino against the lefty Santiago for the White Sox, 3,500. Definitely part of your White Sox stack, potentially. Neil Walker, 3,400 against Samardzija is in play. Cesar Hernandez against the lefty Miranda is 3,400. Cesar's been hitting lefties, so don't get too scared off by that. If you're stacking Philly, he could be that table setter for your power bats if you need him. Or you can just stack all power and hope for home run derby. Totally up to you. Josh Harrison versus the lefty Urias at 3,300. Colton Wong and Straley, 3,300. Colton Wong leading off has been a nice little play lately. The killer last night for the Dodgers, Chris Taylor, playing second base. He's 3,100. He'll probably be popular tonight after last night. Jed Lowry, I mentioned him all the time, is a great value second baseman. He's 2,800. He double-donged on Monday. You're not going to get a lot of home runs from Lowry, but when you get that double-dong for below 3K, that'll really skyrocket some things for you. And that'll do it at the second base position. Heading over to third base, we're looking at Christopher Bryant at 5,500 versus Freeland. Arenado, 53 versus Lackey, both in play there. I like Colorado just because everyone's going to go to Chicago. Rightfully so. They're in a great matchup against Freeland. Freeland's pitched well this year. He's due for some massive regression if you look at his ex-FIP and his FIP. But Arenado, Lackey's been giving up a lot of loud outs also, so don't be fooled by that. You got Machado, 47 versus Scherzer. Rendon, 46 versus Jimenez. Miguel Sano, 4,300 versus Pelfrey is a phenomenal play. Pelfrey gives up a lot of big contact. So Sano, 4,300 bucks. The Todd Father against the lefty Santiago at 4,200 is definitely in play. You got Longo. I mentioned the lefties against Chris Young. Longo's been struggling, but he's been playing through injuries. That could be a sneaky part of that Rays stack. If you make one at 42, most won't be playing him. They'll be targeting the lefty bats. So that's one way to potentially make yourself a little difference is get some Longo in your life at 4,200. Kyle Seager, 4,100 against Eichhoff is an interesting left-handed play. Jake Lamb back at home against Verlander at 4K. Mikel Franco against the lefty Miranda at 3,900 is a very nice look tonight. Like that a lot. Castellanos is 3,800 against Robbie Ray. Like that. Mentioned Jose Ramirez already. If you're not playing Frazier, you got Matt Davidson for the White Sox at 3,600 is in play. Ryan Healy, 3,600 against Meyer. Moustakas, 3,500 against Andrees. He had the night off on Monday. Travis Shaw against the lefty. I'd avoid that for now. Justin Turner against Novas, 3,500. Very much in play. Trevor Plouffe-Yard on Monday. He's 3,300 against Meyer. Mentioned Valbuena. Mentioned Harrison already. Christian Arroyo, 3,100 against Zach Wheeler. If you want a cheaper option, you could go that route. And that usually does it. TJ Rivera for the Mets. First base, third base eligible. Is about second in that lineup. Going up against Samardzija, but he's 2,700 if you want to go super cheap at one of your corner positions, which usually not the best place to go cheap, but if that's what you want to do, I can't blame him. He's been productive. He'll be low-owned, and you could build up elsewhere. Shortstop, Trey Turner, $5,200. Carlos Correa, $4,800 against Cologne. Bogarts, $4,700 against Peralta. And then you got Story, $4,600 against Lackey. I love Lindor at $4,500 against Bolsinger. Addison Russell, $4,400 against Freeland's not a bad price for Coors. Corey Seager, $4,300 against Nova. Segura, $4,200 against Eichhoff. I mentioned the lefties against Eichhoff, but Segura is hitting everything under the sun right now. Ledesma Diaz, $3,900 against Straley. He's having a good year. Jose Reyes, third base shortstop eligible at $3,800 against Samardzija. Didi Gregorius hitting, you know, about like fifth, sixth in that, maybe seventh actually in that Yankees order. He's 3,800 against Adelman, definitely in play tonight. Hernan Perez of Milwaukee, shortstop outfield eligible, 3,500 against Pomeranz is a good look if you're not playing Palm. I mentioned that Valleca the other night for Colorado, he's 3,500. Chris Owens, 3,500 against Verlander. Freddie Galvis, 3,400 against Miranda. Tim Anderson against the lefty Santiago, 3,300. Some decent, cheaper options, surprisingly, over here. Our boy Timmy Beckham, 3K against Chris Young is a look as well. That, you know, you got Jordy Mercer at 2,800 against Urias if you want to go really cheap, but I'd go somewhere else most likely. Head of the outfield, Charlie Blackmon, 55 versus Lackey. Bryce Harper went yard on his first game back from a groin injury on Monday. 54 versus Ubaldo. Betts, 52 versus Peralta. I mentioned Trout's day-to-day. They're talking possible DL with him. Braun's been out for a while with an injury. He's day-to-day. If he's back, he's great against lefties. We know this based on Pomeranz at 49, but he's been out for a while with a trapeze injury. I don't know how much I trust his health right now. Mentioned Hanram already. Got Ian Desmond, 48 against Lackey. Schwarber, 47 against Freeland. Aaron Judge had the night off on Monday. He should be back. 4,600 against Adelman. You got JBJ, 4,500. He's had some time off to clear his head, according to the manager, Farrell. Springer, 4,500 against Cologne. Nelson Cruz, definitely in play against Eichhoff at 45. Giancarlo went yard in the ninth on Monday. He's against Waino for 45. Benintendi's been on fire, batting cleanup now for Boston. He's 44. That's a great price tag for a cleanup hitter in that offense with that potential production tonight. Just throwing that out there. Mentioned Jay Bruce already. Got Jason Worth at 4,200 against Ubaldo. Adam Duvall, 4,200 against Sabathia is a nice play. Brett Gardner at 4,200 is a phenomenal play. Billy Hamilton at 4,200 is a really good play. Justin Upton at 4,200, interesting. Got Yelich at 42. It's 42 range is pretty loaded. Michael Brantley day-to-day, 4,100 versus Bolzinger. If he's in the lineup, he is a decent look there. Matt Kemp, 41 versus Charlie Morton. You got the Milkman, 4K against Santiago. Melky's been productive towards the top of that order. Adam Jones, I told you he's like the one guy that's got really good history against Scherzer. He's 4K. K with the Chris Davis is 4K against Alex Meyer. Definitely dong potential tonight. Conforto, 4K against Samardzija. McCutchen, 4K against the lefty Urias. Jacoby Ellsbury at $3,900 is in play against Adelman. AJ Pollock. I know it's a righty and Verlander, but he's only $3,900 at home in Arizona. It's a decent contrarian look there. If you're going to stack some Arizona against Verlander, that's a nice cheap price tag right there for Pollock. Wow. You got Gerardo Parra, $3,900 in Coors against Lackey. Kepler, 3,800 against Pelfrey is a very nice look there. Keon Broxton, 3,800 against Pomeranz, the lefty. That's a very solid play if you're fading Pomeranz. Avisel Garcia against Santiago, the lefty, is phenomenal. $3,700. Love Garcia against the lefty. I already mentioned Santiago, tons of barrel percentage. Hunter Pence went yard on Monday. He's 37. Shebler, no. Ozuna double-donged on Monday. He's been on fire. $3,700 against Waino. Yeah, Grossman, $3,600 against Pelfrey. Steven Souza Jr. is day-to-day. Keep an eye on that. He's 36. Aaron Hicks was in the lineup. Very productive again on Monday. See where he's at on Tuesday. With no DH, it's very interesting if he'll even make the lineup each day. But he's 3,600 against Adelman. Odubel Herrera is 36 against Miranda. Jock Jams, 3,600 against Nova. Very much worth a look. I mentioned Hernan Perez already. You can go with Belt, who I mentioned. Ender Inciarte, 3,500 versus Morton. Althair, 3,500 against Miranda. He had a pinch hit homer over the weekend. Peralta, 3,500 against Verlander. I mentioned Bellinger. Colby Rasmus went yard again yesterday. He's coming back and soon with some power from the DL. 3,400 against Chris Young. Cedic, there's our man leading off. He'll be facing Young in the leadoff spot. $3,400. Definitely in play. We go to Seth Smith. He'll be leading off for Baltimore at 33 against Scherzer. I don't know how much I like that play. When you go down the list, it gets a little hairier, but Michael Saunders hits lefties extremely well. He's 3,200 against Miranda. Yeah, Lurie Garcia's been swinging a good bat for Chicago. No one really looks his way. He's $3,100. Kevin Pillar keeps raking. He's 3,100 against Carrasco. Gerard Dyson potentially leading off. Oh, no, never mind. Segura's leading off again. Never mind. Cancel that thought. He's at the bottom of the order. You got Chisenhall at 3K against Bolzinger. Definitely worth the look there. Ben Gamble, been batting second. Left-handed bat for Seattle against Eichhoff at 3K. Nice value play there. Andrew Tolles, 3K against Nova. Very productive again last night for Tolles, 3K. I told you don't leave him out of your Dodgers stack, and he only got you 10 points. Man, he had 10 points like two bats in. Must have sucked the rest of the game. Matt Adams, 3K against Straley. Can be a sneaky power potential. I wouldn't really go there, but he's sneaky. As you go down, you got Tyler Collins for Detroit. Mikey Matek for Detroit at 28. It gets kind of hairy down here. Not as much as normal with some of the lefties on the mound. But Jim Aducci, he's a bat for Detroit. He's 2,600 against Ray. If you need to get down there, Jose Ozuna for Pittsburgh, he faces lefties. He's 2,600. Some power upside there. Nat Joyce, 2,500 against Meyer. Some upside there if you're looking that direction. But that'll do it. There is your outfield positions. So that wraps it up. Your pitching, your hitting, your pitchers again. Max Scherzer, 11-8 versus Baltimore. Carlos Carrasco, 10-6 at Toronto. You got Verlander, 10K at Arizona. Robbie Ray, 92 versus Detroit. Nova, 82 versus the Dodgers. Pomeranz, 81 versus Milwaukee. Andrees, 79 versus Kansas City. Cotton, 78 versus Angels. And Morton, 76 versus Atlanta. For your stacks, like I told you, Tampa Bay gets Young. Lefties crush Young. Righties hit him well, too. Big fly ball pitcher. Lots of home runs he gives up. Tampa's cheap. Cedic, Lomo. I don't mind Longo or Souza. Don't forget Rasmus. There's some good options in that lineup. You got Chicago versus Freeland, 5-6-1 implied team total. Colorado versus Lackey, 5-3-9. You know what to do there. Houston versus Bartolo is very sneaky. The 4-8-3 implied team total. It's very, very sneaky. Left-handed bats are hitting Bartolo extremely well. So that's why I like Brian McCann quite a bit. Don't forget Josh Reddick and company. But Altuve, Springer, Correa, always in play. When you look at Cleveland versus Bolzinger, lefties and righties are both crushing Bolzinger. Cleveland, very cheap tonight. Very much in play in that one. Cincinnati versus CC, right-handed bats. So Duvall, Cozar hits lefties very well. You got Suarez. I don't mind Billy Hamilton. Votto is always in play. CC's been getting beat up quite a bit lately. He's the 14th worst in barrel FIP. He gets barreled 5.41% of the time. Washington versus Ubaldo. Lefties crush Ubaldo, so there's that going for you. Yankees versus Adelman. Both sides of the plate are crushing Adelman. Over 330 batting average against him. Love the Yankees tonight. Mix and match that lineup all you want. Minnesota versus Pelfrey. Both sides of the plate hit him well. Over a 364 clip. Like Dozier, Kepler, Sano are definitely nice looks there. And you can build something if you want, or just go a couple one-offs, whatever you prefer there. White Sox versus Santiago. We know our White Sox can hit lefties. A 350 team WOBA against lefties, an ISO of 158. Left-handed bats and right-handed bats are hitting Santiago very well. We're looking like at Abreu and Frazier and Melky and Avisel Garcia. And then you can go elsewhere after that with like Anderson, Saladino, the other Garcia, some other options. But like Chicago quite a bit. Oakland's another sneaky one tonight. Their implied team total is 415, which is very high for them. Lefties are crushing Meyer to a 414 average right now. I know you guys are probably going, not Oakland again. I get it. I totally get it. But, you know, Yonder Alonso and Lowry again. Go through that lineup. Some really good looks there. Yet again, vote. I don't mind Healy and Chris Davis, obviously, every day. Another set of good looks there. Philadelphia versus Miranda can be sneaky. Miranda gives up a lot of long balls in that small ballpark. And then the lefty bats of Seattle who have been heating up against Eichhoff in that small ballpark. Lefties are hitting Eichhoff extremely well. Clip of 344. Seattle has a team ISO of 181 against left or right-handed pitching, which is very, very good. So there you go. Lots of hitting options as usual. Pitching's decent. They're question marks, but they're decent. Makes for good GPP plays. Night could be over early, or it could be fun. Could be very fun. Like, you know, Cahill, he dealt again last night. So we have stuff like that in play. Definitely some good looks. So good luck tonight. If you have any questions, feel free to hit me up at BDintric on Twitter. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Richard and Doc have their AFC NFC draft grades released. Francesco will have his UEFA Champions League preview pod. It's like 7 minutes long, previewing both matches in the second leg, preview and picks. Check it out. It is out on Spreaker, SoundCloud, iTunes, the works, our normal spots. Feel free to subscribe to MLB DFS Quick Hits on all those locations. But good luck tonight. I'll check you guys tomorrow. And until then, I'll see you.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.